Chapter 12 Pre-Evangelism. All this was such a revelation to me, and through it God had opened so many doors for hundreds of people to be brought halfway to Christ, that it became half of the title of this spiritual autobiography, Pre-Evangelism. It is worth considering a few more scriptures on this crucial issue. Why had no one explained this to me before? Jesus' wisdom to reach out en masse. This is the Messiah's strategy of systematically introducing people to God's salvation.
John the Baptist. Luke 3 verse 4, NIV, a voice of one calling in the desert, prepare the way for the Lord, make straight paths for him. I live with my mom, which is lovely, and she often hears the voice of one calling for the desert, but that's another story. John the Baptist is an NT, not OT prophet. His life is recorded in the third chapters of Matthew and Luke and the first chapters of Mark and John. He only gets a couple of brief mentions in Malachi and Isaiah as a prophecy, but his whole life and ministry are described in the NT, not the old. This is important because if we think he is OT, we will not take his ministry as relevant for today. Jesus specifically emphasized this. Luke 16 verse 16, NIV, the law and the prophets were proclaimed until John. Since that time, the good news of the kingdom of God is being preached, and everyone is forcing his way into it. John did not preach law but Christ. One is coming whose sandals I cannot untie. Luke 3 verse 16, and the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. John 1 verse 29. He did not preach mainly judgment, but mercy, baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. Luke 3 verse 3. He was speaking of the baptism with the Holy Spirit, Luke 3 verse 16, which is not an OT concept. He did not speak so much about curses, but about eternal hell. He will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. Luke 3 verse 17. He preached the gospel, Luke 3 verse 18, NIV, John, preached the good news. Clearly, his message was of the new covenant. God sent John to prepare people to receive Jesus. Jesus still needs the way prepared today for each new generation to hear the gospel. It is a NT, biblical, eternal principle. Who are the John the Baptists in your church or city who are doing this now? No one? We are all trying to do things faster than even Jesus did. If he needed someone to prepare for his gospel meetings, how much more do we? This preparation verse, Luke 3 verse 4 above, is quoting Isaiah 40:3, which is translated there, slightly differently. Make a straight highway. In the UK, we call these giant highway roads motorways. As we, a normal team, spoke to tens of thousands of students each year in India, we were building a spiritual motorway, and we have to do this in every nation. A motorway helps a vast number of cars travel nonstop, except the M25, for large distances at high speeds. If we learn to prepare the way for the Lord, vast numbers of people will come to the Lord. The preparation is the easier part. Speaking about right and wrong, good and evil, we should not neglect it. Every time you share the beginning of the gospel with an unbelieving friend, you are helping the Lord to build his highway. Prophetic dream. On average, we stayed for 3 months in each city. Local churches would provide the accommodation for our teams. On the first day when we went to Chennai, formerly Madras, I noted the colleges on Google Maps which were near the place where we were staying, thinking that I would meet their principals the next day. That night I had a dream in which I was in a medical college all day. The next morning I decided, therefore, that as the Lord was leading me, not to head to the colleges nearby, but to a medical college which was 1 hour south. I met the director of the medical college, who sent me to the principal of the medical college, who sent me to the pro-vice chancellor, who sent me to another director, who sent me to the vice chancellor, who phoned and sent me back to the original director, having secured everyone's permission to have the program for all the 800 medical and nursing students. If I had not had the prophetic encouragement, I would not have spent all day getting permission for one college, but would have felt that I was wasting my time. I would not have even gone this far south. They gave me 4 hours with hundreds of future doctors and nurses to do a pro-life gospel program in this Hindu university. At the end of the program, the director, who sat listening for the whole 4 hours, came up to me and said that he had phoned the chairman of the college and told him about the program. The chairman had asked if I would give the same program to the entire university, 20,000 students.